Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Are You in Christ? We commonly call believers in Christ Christians, but that word Christian is only used three times in the New Testament, Acts 11:26, Acts 26:28, and 1 Peter 4:16. Jesus never used this term, and neither did Paul. The most common designation for God's people in this, the church age, is found in the phrase, in Christ, in Christ. This is the most common description of believers in the New Testament. Paul used it 164 times. The significance of baptism is that it outwardly portrays our union with Christ, that is called being in Christ. A person is either in Christ or out of Christ. There is no in between. Before we come to faith in Christ, we are outside of Christ. Ephesians 2:12 says that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Five times Paul uses the term outside to define those who don't know the Lord. The lost are outside of Christ. At the time of conversion, we are spiritually united to Christ, and from there on are said to be in Christ. Romans 16:7 says, Greet Andronicus and Junia, my countrymen, and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. And how do we get into the position of being in Christ? Well, the way to being in Christ is through Christ himself. Christ used the metaphor of a door to speak of himself. John 10:9 says, Jesus says, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and go in and out and find pasture. There's an old song titled, One Door and Only One. And the refrain says, one door and only one, and yet its sides are two. Inside and outside, on which side are you? The basis of our salvation is the person and cross work of Christ. Ephesians 1:7, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. And then Ephesians 1:11 through 14, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, who is the guarantee of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Note, in him we have obtained an inheritance. In him we have redemption. In him you also trusted. As believers, we have become new creations in Christ. This is ultimately what matters. Galatians 5:6. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Galatians 6:15, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And how do we enter through the door that is Christ to where we are so joined to Christ as to be in him? We do so by faith, by believing in Christ as Lord and Savior. Philippians 3:8 and 9, yet indeed I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ, and be found in him. Not having mine own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. So, Christ is the door, And the way we enter through the door is by faith. From the moment of saving faith, we are placed by the Holy Spirit in union with Christ and His body. From then on, this is our eternal spiritual position. In establishing who the believer is in conversion, Paul in Ephesians uses the phrase, in Christ 12 times. This is the eternal established position of all true believers. We are forever in Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.